Dear songwriter, have you ever wondered what it would be like to have a 96-hour stretch where you could just focus only on your songwriting and be surrounded by people who also are songwriters and who love songwriting and who share your exact insecurities, maybe not exact, but some of your insecurity struggles as well as hopes and dreams? I realize that that sounds unlikely or impossible, but an experience and place like this does exist because me and my team created it. So basically, last year in September of 2023, we hosted our first ever in-person songwriting retreat. This was in the state of Vermont, where I happen to live, and we all grew a lot, students and staff alike. So in this episode that I'm going to replay for you, which was initially episode 82, and was initially released on October 10th, I believe. In this episode, my colleague Julie, who was on the retreat with me, she and I are going to bring you into the many transformations that we witnessed on this retreat, as well as the key takeaways from the experience, and give you the five reasons why we believe you should attend a songwriting retreat, which also happen to be the reasons as to why we are hosting one again this year in August of 2024. And at the time of recording this, there are three spots remaining. So this episode also serves to show you, give you a peek behind the curtain in the event that you are interested in attending this retreat or perhaps another songwriting retreat that you come across. My name is Connor Frost. I'm a professional songwriting mentor who's helped hundreds of songwriters to write their first collection of songs. And this is Dear Songwriter, the podcast to help you confidently write and release your music so that you can live your most musical and creative life. Let's get into it. Hey, Julie, good to see you. So,
you too.
Yeah, so we're almost 2 weeks removed from the start of the Green Mountain Fall Songwriting Retreat, which we hosted late September. So what are your initial thoughts and impressions coming off that retreat?
Oh my gosh. So even like 2 weeks later, I feel like I'm still thinking about it because we had such a good time. For me, I think being able to unplug, leave our phones behind, and just take 48 hours or so to focus specifically on songwriting was such a wonderful experience and something that we just don't get to do in our day-to-day lives. Not to mention we were surrounded by this incredible beauty. Vermont is absolutely stunning, especially in the fall. And it sort of gives you this inspiration, whether you're looking for it or not, you just feel more at peace. I live in a city, so I feel like the air was so clear and I could just think better. But I really think it was one of the best experiences of my life this far. And I know that's a big statement, but I truly mean that. I just had the best time. How about you? I mean,
that was beautifully said, first and foremost, to the point where I'm like, maybe we don't even need to do this. I think what I wasn't really prepared for, or honestly, what I didn't think about that much, was just how powerful an experience it was going to be for students and staff alike. You know, I think when I initially had this idea, I was just kind of like, oh yeah, this will be fun. Just hang out in Vermont, write some songs. People are going to leave with a new song. It'll be cool. I just didn't really, you can't prepare for what an experience like that could do for someone, how it can transform someone. And we're going to get into the transformations. But yeah, I think 2 weeks removed from this, I find myself still thinking about it. I'm excited about the possibility of doing it again, thinking about things we could do differently for next time. And I think we're both very fortunate. We've been able to do a lot of cool shit with our music careers. For me, this was definitely top five, possibly top three for sure.
Yeah, 100%. I could just keep gushing about this. So yeah.
Totally. We'll break it down a little bit here. First question I kind of want to pose to both of us is, what were some notable transformations that you saw in our students over the, however long it was, 72 hours over that weekend stretch? What were some notable transformations?
I think the biggest one was confidence and believing in themselves. We had a couple students perform for the very first time ever, which it can be such a stressful situation. But I think because our community is so open and loving and caring that it made performing for the first time a great experience. And I think that's so important because it makes you want to do it again. Whereas if it had been a terrible experience, you know, you might be like, it's not for me. But I think they realized that they could do this, that they can write a song in 24 hours. It's possible. Like if you set the time aside and you let yourself just dig into that creativity and not put up walls and not think, oh, I can't do this because I have to be somewhere in an hour from now. And I just don't, I don't have time. I think it gave everyone that little extra confidence to be like, wow, look what I did in just a weekend.
Yeah. Confidence, momentum. You know, I've spoken with a couple of our students afterwards and have some students who are continuing to write, continuing to fill out the journals that we gave them. Everyone got like a personal journal that we use. And because we unplugged, we were doing a lot of pencil to paper type of exercises. So yeah, some momentum. I think that was definitely played a part in the transformation. To piggyback off what you said, Julie, a couple students who had never performed, also had a couple students who had performed before, but they had never performed an original. And
yes.
If you are a performer, you know that there's a little bit of a difference there, right? If you're performing Third Eye Blind covers versus playing your own songs, it hits a little bit different. One is not better than the other necessarily, but it's just a different experience. And so I thought that was another really cool transformation as well. And that's another thing that I've realized through my journey with coaching that I honestly didn't think about so much with the retreat. It's such a short period of time, right? I was like, what can happen in such a short period of time? But one of the things is that these transformations extend beyond songwriting, right? These newfound confidence, the new skill sets that people get inside of our online program, as well now within our retreat, it really does extend beyond songwriting. And that was just something I didn't really think could be possible because it was such a short period of time.
Yeah.
But I was very wrong, and I'm happy that I was.
Yeah, I think being vulnerable was something that everyone took away from this. And we sort of did icebreakers when we first got there to, as quickly as possible, because we only had the short weekend, get comfortable with each other. And I think that I was amazed at how quickly people opened up and were like, you know, yeah, here's a little bit about me, maybe something I don't talk about so often. But as soon as you're able to kind of let your guard down, it makes everything else so much easier. And I think that vulnerability, it helped everyone the entire weekend to not only write from the heart, but to perform in front of their peers and to feel good about it. So it was really wonderful.
Yeah. And I just want to credit you because, you know, I remember that was a conversation we had. We were like, this is such a short period of time. Like, you know, we don't have time to like warm up. We don't have time to warm up to each other. We need to get people in it quickly. And, you know, people arrived anywhere between 4 and 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Mm-hmm. And our first exercise was tell us about your childhood in 5 sentences. So we wasted no time to get people to dig in. And I think that's a credit to you and your curriculum.
Oh, thanks. That was a good one. You can't hide from that one.
Absolutely. Cool. So let's get into the 5 reasons that you should attend a songwriting retreat. And I'll be honest, there's no way we could have done this episode had we not done this songwriting retreat. So I had no intentions on doing an episode like this. But after the experience we had, I was like, no, we need to talk about this. So the number one reason to attend, to focus only on songwriting. You spoke to that a little bit more, but let's unpack that a little bit more. The rare opportunity to focus only on songwriting.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when is the last time you had a day that was actually just a free day to be creative? I can't even think of one aside from the retreat. And not only that, I think the fact that we did this, like you were saying, pen to paper instead of on my phone. You know, I type in the notes, but there was something old school about putting it on paper and it felt good to write again. I don't write very often anymore, you know, but there was something so like personal and old school about it. And I just don't get to do it anymore. No one gets to do it anymore. So I feel like there was something so magical about being able to just focus on being creative.
The physical setting is everything too. Cause you know, you could argue, okay, maybe we could find a day in our homes where we say, okay, I'm going to close the office door, close the bedroom door, and I'm just going to do songwriting today. But it just seems like distractions, remembering that you should have taken out the garbage the night before. You know, things just get in the way that you don't expect to. And there's something about the intention behind, okay, I've invested in this weekend to focus just on songwriting. And we had one attendee who shared that he got more done in probably less than 12 hours than he has in the last 3 months.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's amazing what focus can get you.
100%.
Okay, so that was number one. Number two reason you should attend a songwriting retreat is for a community of like-minded people. If you could speak to that, Julie.
I think that this is pretty much what keeps everyone going all weekend. I know some of the students had said, you know, when I would hit a roadblock and I wasn't sure where to go, I would hear someone playing the piano in the other room. And I would think to myself, oh, if they're doing it, I can do it. I can keep going. This is such a strange comparison, but it's like being at Hogwarts for the weekend, except instead of magic, it's music. And everyone's like learning and writing and practicing all of their like magical music stuff. But it really does, like when you hear someone in the other room working on their stuff, it just inspires you. It's contagious.
When I was maybe a rising eighth grader or a rising freshman in high school, I went to band camp at Colgate University, and I was terrible about practicing trumpet. Like, I always hated practicing. My parents were always just pulling teeth trying to get me to practice. But spending a week at that camp, being surrounded by other people who were also playing music, who were actually practicing, I had never been more inspired to practice in my life. It was the same thing my senior year of college, preparing for my senior recital, being surrounded by other people who were doing the same thing. I think I just automatically, without even like thinking about it, leveled up. I saw that a lot this weekend. People just being like, oh, well, this is why we're here. We're doing this together. People are equally motivated. People have the same passion that I do for this art form. And I think without even thinking about it, you just rise to the occasion. So that was very cool to see.
I agree with that. Awesome. 100%.
Hey, songwriter. So like I said at the beginning of this episode, at the time of recording this, there are 3 spots left for the songwriting retreat that we are hosting this year in 2024. So if that is of interest to you, please go to connorfrost.com, C-O-N-N-O-R, Frost, FROST.com/retreat2024, and you will be able to apply for that retreat. It's a 60-second application just to give us a sense if it's a good fit or not. And then we will take steps from there. It is a totally free application. And again, at the time of recording this, there are 3 spots left. And on that page, on that application page, you'll get all the information as well that you might be curious about. So check that out. If you're listening to this episode and you're thinking to yourself, yeah, this is definitely something that could benefit me, go ahead and do that. And let's get back to the show. Cool. So number three reason to attend a songwriting retreat is a little bit piggybacking off of number two, but for the collaboration and peer feedback. Let's talk about how we were able to kind of facilitate those two things over the course of the weekend.
Yeah. So aside from the main goal, which was to write one full song, that was our goal for the weekend. We also did an off-campus day where we got to explore Vermont a little bit. And within those days, we had co-writing activities. Everyone would kind of split off, go find a place to write that was sort of inspiring, and work together to come up with a verse and a chorus. Co-writing in general, which was something I didn't do very much of until I actually got to Nashville, it can be eye-opening, and the creativity, it doubles because you've got 2 people. I love co-writing because you always end up with something that you never could have come to on your own because you've got 2 different people, 2 different brains thinking, oh, well, what if we took it this way? And you're like, oh my gosh, I never would have even thought about that. So it expands your way of thinking about writing because you're seeing how someone else does it and vice versa. And being able to receive feedback from your peers. We had a day where with the personal songs, people got together and shared with their peers what they were working on, and they received a little bit of feedback. So you're not just receiving feedback from us, but from your peers as well, which I think is so important. It makes you feel like more of a community sense as well, which I really love. And the whole weekend was built around community, which is so important. The music community, it's my favorite community of people. Like I think we're the best people around. So it was really nice to see the students working together to help each other out with the songs.
Yeah, I just want to give a shout out to a couple of our students. So Rose and Parker, who were in a group together on that co-writing day, because our time was a little bit limited, we didn't necessarily have the goal in mind to have to like finish writing a song, but they did. And they wrote it right on Lake Champlain in Vermont, sitting on a picnic blanket. They wrote this song in probably like 2 hours. They added harmonies and they performed it that evening. That just like speaks to two like-minded people coming together, having that focus and having the goal to complete something. And that was really cool. And then on the peer feedback side of things, we'll be honest, we kind of decided to do that while we were on site. It was just kind of this idea that I had. I was like, oh, maybe we should have a peer check-in. And I think my personal motivation for that was I just feel like I've personally learned the most about anything through teaching something, right? And I think if you give students the opportunity to play the role of teacher or to give that feedback, I think it forces you to think about things in a more academic and a more strategic way. And I think that's just such a great way to internalize learning is through giving feedback and through teaching. And so that was definitely really cool to see, and we'll definitely do it again in the future.
Absolutely.
Cool. Okay. So number four reason to attend a songwriting retreat is to do something scary and out of your comfort zone. We talked a little bit about this already, but if you could speak to that.
Yeah. So honestly, I was inspired by every student who showed up because I've never done anything like this on my own. I don't think I would be brave enough to, because it's an insecure position to walk in someplace and to be like, okay, I'm here to learn. I'm not a professional at this. I'm coming in to make mistakes and to possibly write a terrible song. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to do it anyway because I want to be better at this. And I've invested in this opportunity for myself so that I can be better. That's amazing. And it's something that I'm inspired to do with other creative outlets. I've always wanted to learn how to draw and I've never been good at it. But now I'm thinking like, I wonder if I could do like a retreat somewhere and just go learn to draw and put myself in that really scary situation and just do it anyway. I was so inspired and impressed and just so proud of everyone who came on this retreat because we got someone that's flying in from Seattle, Florida. You know what I mean? Like they're going long distances to believe in themselves. I was like, this is awesome.
Totally. Could not agree more. And it's a little bit overplayed, but you can't be comfortable and grow at the same time. And we set the tone in the beginning of giving people that expectation. Hey, there's going to be moments that are uncomfortable when it comes to your songwriting, when it comes to putting yourself out there this weekend, and to expect that there are going to be moments where you are out of your comfort zone. And, you know, speaking with a couple of our students after the fact, there definitely were a lot of nerves. And I think sometimes people do a good job of hiding some of those nerves. But I think on the other side of it, there was just a lot of excitement and just being really stoked about the opportunities. And speaking to what you were saying before, I think having that space where it feels safe to make those mistakes, everything is a work in progress. And I was talking with Sammy yesterday, who's one of our attendees, who's a very talented songwriter. And one of the questions I asked him was like, what would you say to someone who is thinking about doing something like this, thinking about investing in a retreat, but is feeling hesitant to do so? And I thought his answer was really good. He said, if you're feeling hesitant to do something like this, it probably means you should do it. And I thought that was really powerful and very true. And that was certainly a takeaway for me from the weekend.
I love that. Yeah, that couldn't be a truer statement.
Cool. And then number five, I'll do a summary at the end because I love me a summary. Number five, or number one, if you're counting the other way, number five reason to attend a songwriting retreat is to leave with more than you came in with. Let's talk about that.
I think everyone took away more than they came in with. This was Kendra's idea, your partner, Kendra. On our first night, we wrote on a piece of paper something that we'd like to leave behind, whether it be like insecurity or imposter syndrome. We wrote it on the piece of paper, we threw it into the fire, and we tried to get rid of those fears. And then on our last night, we went around and we said, what is something that we're taking away from this that we didn't come in with? Everyone's answers pretty much like moved us to tears because it was amazing to see how much people could come away with in just a short amount of time. I think that for most people, it was the fact that they didn't think that they could do something like this. And at the end of the weekend, they had a full song. They had made friendships for life. they had gotten out of their comfort zone. For me, it was seeing how brave I thought everyone was for taking a chance on themselves. And I was just so impressed with everyone. I think my own personal takeaway was the fact that you and I, we could do this. We weren't sure. It's the first retreat ever. And I was like, hey, we did this. We've made a difference in people's lives. And like that felt really, really good. It was such a great experience. I'm almost at a loss for words. It's hard to put into words what actually happened.
No, it is. And that was actually one of the things we said to our students is like, don't feel like you need to get other people to understand this experience. And that's not a knock on other people, but I just think it was so unique to the situation, the people who were there, the transformations that happened. It is hard to express what it was like because it almost felt spiritual in a way. It was very wild and I feel like I'm still kind of processing it. But yeah, I think for me, the friendship thing is not something that we should overlook, right? To have an experience like this and to leave with new friends, especially for many of you who listen to this podcast, I'm guessing you feel very alone in your songwriting process. Maybe you don't know many other songwriters, or if you do, maybe it's through the internet. Maybe, you know, you live in like a smaller town where there isn't much of a music scene. Maybe you're younger and you're just trying to get a feel for like what that even means to be a songwriter and to go on your artist journey. And I think for many of our students, that was the case as well. Songwriting is super lonely, and to have an experience where you can find people who are going through the same things that you're going through, whether it's these insecurities, right? Feelings of imposter syndrome, whatever it might be, but also are equally passionate and who understand why you're doing this. I would guess many of you who are listening to this, there are people in your lives who they don't approve of you pursuing your music, or they think it's kind of like a joke or whatever it might be, right? Because I have definitely been there. And so to find a group of people where you don't have to like explain that, they can just understand it. That was really powerful. And leaving with new friends is definitely not something that should be overlooked. I guess first and foremost, I want to thank you, Julie. I want to thank my partner, Kendra, who helped me run this retreat. I don't think she listens to this podcast ever, but maybe she will now because we've mentioned her twice. I want to thank her. I want to thank everyone who is on staff. I want to thank the students. I was not shy about the fact that this was the first one that I was going to host. I led with that. I promoted it as that, as the first ever Green Mountain Fall Songwriting Retreat. So the fact that 13 of you other people were just like, yeah, we'll do this with you, Connor. Like, you might be leading us into an iceberg, but we'll go on this ship with you. It really means a lot. And so I want to thank everyone for that. And I think in terms of what I personally left with, I've been doing this basically 4 years now. I definitely shifted my focus in recent years to doing this, to helping other people write songs. And it just really felt like this past weekend, or I guess 2 weekends ago now, at the time of recording this, was a moment of validation for me and a moment of realization where I was like, oh shit, this is real. It almost felt like everything kind of led to that moment, at least for now. It was a real marker for me. And you mentioned confidence earlier and people leaving with confidence. I definitely, on a personal note, and I don't usually like to make this podcast about me and what I do, but it really felt like I left with an increased confidence of what we're doing, you know, you and me, Julie, is important and is really powerful. And so it really was a tremendous experience. And I thank everyone who was involved.
And let me just, on everyone's behalf, thank you for having the courage to go ahead and do this. And there's a lot of stuff that goes into planning a retreat that has nothing to do with the music at all. And you handled all of that so well. You did all of the research to make it happen. Yes. And we all appreciate you for making it happen, because I think for all of us, it was one of the best experiences thus far.
Totally. Yeah. We're already talking about the next one. I think there's part of me that thinks about that and feels like that's a daunting undertaking. But the experiences that you have in life, I think, are always going to be more valuable than the things you buy. And to be able to facilitate that and in turn grow ourselves as mentors, I think it's too good of an opportunity to pass up. So yeah, I'm excited for the next one.
I am too. And if you're listening to this and you're thinking about it, please reach out and ask us any questions that you'd like to know. I think that you will have the time of your life, because I know we did.
Awesome. Awesome. So yeah, Julie, I always want to make sure that people can connect with you. They can connect with me. So if people want to reach out, ask you questions about the retreat, maybe find a little bit of your music, where can they find you? And we can end it there.
Absolutely. Just go to julielavery.com. That's it. You can find all my socials. You can send me a message. I'd love to hear from you.
Awesome. Sounds good. Thank you so much, Julie. This was a lot of fun, and talk to you soon.
All right. Talk to you soon.